Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stephen Foster.
Stephen Foster who?
Stephen Foster was born July 4th, 1826, in Lawrenceville, PA, which is right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. As a kid, Stephen showed a stronger interest in music than his other subjects. He went to school in North Central Pennsylvania. While he was at school, he received some formal music training from Henry Kleber, a German immigrant. Some of Foster's earlier songs include O Susanna and Open Thy Lattice Love. He was only 18 years old when they were composed. Foster taught himself to play the flute, clarinet, guitar, violin, and piano. Foster spent much of his life in Pittsburgh, where he continued to focus on songwriting. He kept a thick sketchbook to keep his ideas for song lyrics and melodies. Stephen Foster's music background was deeply rooted in English, Irish, and German. His intention was to write the people's music, or widely understood by all groups of people. Most of the successful songs that he composed had a southern theme to them. Foster didn't know much about minstrel entertainment. He tried to avoid racial songs. In addition, he wanted to humanize the characters in his songs. He wanted to convey that people share the same longings and need for family and home. Old Folks at Home is an example of the attempt that Stephen Foster made to keep his songs from being racially offensive. Down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning never, there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly. Much of Foster's inspiration is thought to be from his boyhood friend and artistic collaborator, Charles Shearer. Shearer was an active leader in the abolition movement in Pittsburgh. Foster kept his own account books, where documented down to the penny how much his publishers paid him for each song. He also calculated his probable future earnings for each musical piece that he wrote. He wrote his contracts by hand, which are some of the earliest ones known in early American music. Foster received his first serious publishing contract in 1849. Stephen Foster had no way of knowing whether or not he was being paid for all the copies his publisher sold. Copyright laws protected far less than it does today. Foster did not earn any money from other arrangements, settings of his song. When O Susanna was published, it earned $10,000. He didn't receive any of the money. Foster signed a contract with the New York music publisher, Firth, Pond & Company, determined to write music as a career. He earned a steady income of 2 cents per sale, while sheet music was 25 cents at the time. He tried to write music for upper social classes, however, he only earned $150. In today's music industry, he would have earned tens of millions of dollars a year. Foster only earned $15,000 from the songs that sold hundreds of thousands of copies and were known worldwide. He was forced to sell his entire catalog to one of his publishers. He received only $1,872.28. After 1861, Foster was lucky to make $25 off the outright sale of one of his songs. Stephen Foster became a professional songwriter in 1850. At around the same time, he married Jane Denny McDowell and had one daughter. Soon after Foster married Jane, she left him. Her absence inspired him to write the song Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, which was the last song he composed before his death. On January... February 13th, 1864, Foster died at the age of 38, with 38 cents in his pocket, and a scrap of paper that read, "Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts." Foster had been condemned to bed with a persistent fever, but when he tried to get help from a chambermaid, he collapsed and fell against a wash basin, which shattered and caused him to injure his head. Alcoholism was also a factor in his death. He died after 3 days in the hospital. Even now, hundreds of years after his death, Stephen Foster's music is still popular and is listened to all around the world.